everybody. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World is the name of our show. Our second theme is healthy aging. Today we have two different segments on the show. The first one's going to be a great hypnotherapist who does a number of things, past life regression, and many more things. I'll let her tell you all the things she does briefly. Then our second guest, we're waiting for our cell phone radiation guy. He may not come in, so we have a backup guy. He's going to be talking about how he changed his whole life by the power of the mind, the power of thought, thinking positive. It's just a long, great, great story, and he'll be on the second half of the show. Our show is on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can also get us on the archives. We have great themes. We have shows about, I'm also on a committee called World Beyond Wars, a 21-person committee where our goal is to end all wars. Lofty goal, but we're trying. We talk a lot about the genetically engineered foods, and our next show on the 22nd will be just that, Mothers Against Monsanto. Mothers who are going to be organizing events all year and are going to, we're going to have, hear the story about how children are affected by the terrible foods out there that are laced with genetically engineered products from Monsanto. So tune in for that show. If you like our show, catch us on the archives. You can also rate us on iTunes. You can reach us also on a phone number. Area 619-550-0869. There are two other numbers, and I'll give you those other two numbers at the end of the show. All right, our first guest. Her name is Queen Nefertiti. I'll let her tell you more about what she does. Today she's going to talk about hypnotherapy, which is hypnosis, and also about past life regression. Welcome to the show, Queen. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Our listeners more about, I know you do a number of things. Briefly, tell our listeners some of the modalities that you cover in your work.
I do hypnosis, past life regression, meditation, energy healing, and consulting and channeling. In brief.
And I want our listeners, go ahead, more.
Oh, I was in briefly, I do mediumship, angel channeling to connect with loved ones. Meditation, spiritual workshops, communication workshops, meditation to bring people to that positive state, the energy healing so people can receive healing to problem parts in their body. Obviously, past life regression, remembering your past lives or your path in life, and then hypnosis, trying to replace negative thoughts, feelings, or behaviors.
Great, beautiful. And at the end of the show, we're going to repeat that again, and you're going to give your web information and other contact information so people can find out more about you and all the things you do. And if they have questions about some of these modalities, they can call you. That's what we'd like to do on this show. But first, I know you go by Donna, but I love your name, the Queen. And did I pronounce it right, Nefertiti?
Yes.
Good, good. So let's start out with hypnosis or hypnotherapy. Tell us, give our listeners a one-on-one on what it is and what it does for them. Go ahead.
Well, hypnosis is a deep meditative state where positive goals, suggestions, and thoughts can be placed on the unconscious mind to replace old thoughts. And it allows you to achieve anything you want. Usually it's used for things like weight loss, alcohol reduction usage, quit smoking, reduce stress, releasing tension in the body, also to create healthy eating habits. Some people use it for working out more or reducing sugar intake. You can also replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts, changing negative behaviors, anchoring positive emotional states, doing positive goals, remembering positive states that you have not connected with in a while, because sometimes people go through very emotional things and they need to reconnect with positive situations. Obviously for past life regression, and then for the advanced spiritual people, it would be pushing themselves to a higher vibration.
It's great. It's beautiful. What are some of the things? I know that people, as I'm a health coach, nutritionist, a healer, and I know that a lot of people, the main things on their mind are money and romance. What have you found to be, when people come to you and say they want some hypnotherapy, hypnosis, what are the main one or two or three priority issues that people bring to you?
Well, I would have to say with money, definitely being in a positive, optimistic state to achieve goals and then put those goals set, the goals that you want to achieve on your unconscious mind, because a lot of people get very negative and they don't do the things they need to move forward in life. So I think placing that on the unconscious mind is very powerful. Some people kind of get into a routine and they don't push themselves and they do the same thing. So this allows them to get rid of the roadblocks in their mind and move forward. And then you said relationships, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for relationships, I would think the same thing, kind of like it allows them to look at things a different way. Many people go years without a partner or wondering where that partner is. And sometimes it's just that it's time for them to work on themselves. And so when they do that, it allows them to be a different person in a way. You know, like less attitude, be more open, free, kind of being that fun-loving person that people are looking for versus negative energy and not attracting the love that they want. So sometimes it's just changing the soul first. And once you do that, what you want comes into your life.
That's great. Beautiful. I want to let our listeners know, because at the end of the show, we're going to give your contact information. And you do consult work over the phone also, right?
Yes, I do.
Good, good. Because we have a lot of listeners all over the country, and I want to make sure after they hear you, like I heard you and like I thought well enough of you to have you on the show, that if they want to speak to you, they can call you. Let's go into past life regression. Tell us all about it and why it's important, and give us some basics.
What I love about past life regression is many angels or angelics or even just souls looking to find themselves, it's a great way for them to figure out why they're here, what they're doing, and what they should be doing, and to see if they're on track. So a brief description is to check in with your past lives. Remember, you know, who you are. Hear your guidance yourself. I would guide the person, and so this allows them to be in that deep, deep meditative state where they hear and remember everything, and they can connect with the heavenly realm. And then they can check in with their love life, maybe have a memory of somebody they know or have not met. Like maybe they knew them in a past life and they're going to meet them again. So those memories come back. And then see, another reason is to see who the people around you are. And that's kind of interesting. I mean, I know I can do this while awake, which is really fun. I know last weekend when people came to my booth, I was like, oh, I know you. I've knew you before. And then, you know, as we talked more, who they were to me came through. So over time, that kind of, for the people who are maybe not as spiritual, they can do this in regression.
That's beautiful. That's great. For our listeners, we're speaking to Queen Nefertiti. She is a all-around consultant. Today we're talking about hypnosis. We're talking about past life regression. And I will be asking you soon about meditation, because I had a couple people ask me if we could do something on that.
Sure.
But if you finish with past life regression, we can move to the next subject, meditation. But I'll let you decide which of those two you want to go ahead and work on.
Well, I was just going to say a little bit more about past life regression. And I was just going to say that the interesting thing about it is you never know the memories people have stored inside them. Many people think, you know, this is their first life, and really it isn't.
Right.
I know, like, over 10 years ago, I didn't believe in past lives myself, and then when I started going through all of these classes and meditation, doing the healings, and I really opened up. And so I feel like everyone has that potential as a soul, and most people have lived before. They just don't remember, or they're not open to it. And so once they go onto the spiritual path of finding themselves, you know, the gifts, everything, the memories, everything returns. and it's really fun and fabulous. And, like, people report, you know, just being so old, like millions of years old. And the things people say is so interesting, that they have been dolphins. It's really interesting. Pets, people they know around them. It's just, it's kind of like knowing the things that you never get to hear about, which is kind of fun. And I allow people to come in with questions that they want to know about themselves, people around them, you know, their purpose, anything like that. And usually, if people have not have done, most people can do a regression if they've done hypnosis before. And if not, I suggest they do one hypnosis session first, then the past life regression, if they're new to it. If they're not new to and they're spiritual, then, you know, I say they can go right into the past life regression.
Queen, here's an important question.
Sure.
How can people tap into their past life? And let me give you, shouldn't it come to somebody like yourself to do hypnosis and to do a past life regression? Would that help them? Or what is the key to finding out about people's past lives?
I definitely think a key is definitely meditate. You know, do meditations on your own. And if they're not doing that, that's fine. They could do, if they want to go straight into it, do a hypnotherapy session and just, you know, make sure that they're at a peaceful, positive state where they're allowing themselves to open up, and then do the past life regression. Because both of them are hypnotherapy. It's just, you got one is for, like, specifics, like weight loss, alcohol reduction, smoking, changing your thoughts and everything like that. And then the other one's very specific, which is just on regression. It's like a longer induction. And then it's like you're tapping, you know, your DNA for the information. It's really fun. It does take longer. You know, usually I would say it takes 2 to 2.5 hours. It could go up to 4 hours if it's a really old soul, but I know most people get tired after 2, so I try to keep it at 2 hours. The hypnotherapy is only about 45 minutes, an hour.
So people can come to you and they can talk about what they want and need, such as they want to quit smoking or drinking, or they want to meet the right mate. And through your hypnotherapy and through your past life regression, and you're just consulting work, you can help them in those things, right?
That's right.
That's great. Okay, let's go into meditation. We've talked about that. Just so you know, Queen, our show is not only let's create a better world, and we're doing that to helping stop the war, but we're also into aging. We're into all the things that go in under aging, which is just about everything in health. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things in there is meditation. And we talk about that in the show, and we've had people talk about it. I'd like to give us a 101 on meditation. And to me, it's important because oxygen goes into your brain, and you can sleep better, you're more calm, you're more relaxed. But I want to hear your thoughts about what it is and what it can do for you.
Well, meditation allows you to turn off the self-talk, the negative thoughts, and pretty much turn off what you hear from others and just go into that peaceful state of relaxation so you can hear your guides, whether you believe it's God, the angels, your spirit guides, loved ones on the other side, you know, whoever that is for you, and allows you to tap into that energy on your own. So mm-hmm. Hypnotherapy, it's similar, but this is on your own, where you could do it at a home and turn off the unconscious mind. So my definition of it is it's a positive, peaceful state where your mind does not think and it's completely relaxed, and it's at peace, and it can connect with your higher self and the divine over time. I feel if people are new to it, they should do it for 10 minutes a day and eventually work up to an hour.
What I've learned about meditation is when you're breathing in, you want to take your mind off everything except you concentrate on your breath coming in and your breath going out. What can you say about that?
Right. When I do guided meditations, I do have them take in big, deep breaths of oxygen about 3 or 4 times and then hold it and then blow out all the negative energy, everything they've brought with them. And then I also have them imagine to releasing everything and putting it in a box and then handing it over to the guides. I also have them open up all their chakras. I go by 7. Some people go by more. I go over the 7 chakras, and starting with the crown. So,
that's great.
Yeah, you know, you have the crown, the third eye, the throat, the chest, the spleen, and so on. So I go over opening up all the chakras and then having them spin them open so the energy can run through, and then running it through their body, their legs, knees, calves, feet, and then connecting to the floor.
I want to ask you more about the chakras, but first I want to let our listeners know I'm speaking to Queen Lefertiti. She's an all-around health coach, hypnosis, past life regression, meditation, and many, many more things. She's a counselor, and she can work with you over the phone. She's outstanding. Otherwise, she wouldn't be on this show. I really like her. I feel the great energy from her. I have a great intuitive mind myself, and so I can spot someone that's really good. And Queen, you are wonderful. Now, I want to let our listeners know that our next segment, starting in about 8 or 9 minutes, will include either our cell phone radiation expert or a gentleman that changed his life with the power of mind, how through thoughts and how changing his thinking made change his whole life. He's got a great story, so stay tuned. Let's wind down a little more. Any other things? I'll give you a choice. Give me another two or three minutes on another one of your modalities that you do. Tell our listeners about some of your other work.
Okay, well, I could talk about energy and energy clearing. You know, I think it's powerful. Many of us walk around with, you know, our own personal stuff, and then we have to encounter other people. And so when you're empath, which is considered like your intuition is based on your feelings, you're very sensitive to other people's energy. And when that happens, you know, it's just really important that when you're either meditating or you go to a practitioner like myself, that they help clear your energy body from, you know, outside energy. So have you ever met someone and you feel their great energy, right? Or you feel they're, you know, they're having a bad day or whatever. So if you're empath in that way, you have to make sure to clear your energy, and that's super powerful, because otherwise you're going to feel bad if they're in a bad state. Obviously, if they're feeling good, that's going to make you feel good, and that's always good. But for the people who are, you know, going through trauma, that can be really tough. So everyone has to make sure that they do a good job of clearing their energy every day. Otherwise, go to someone that can perform a healing on them, and mine's a 40-step process. And they clear their energy, and I also take anything out from past lives that they're storing, childhood, whatever it is. And that usually takes about 40 minutes. And then I kind of, you know, explain to them about, you know, energy, what it is, and how they can move forward in life.
That's beautiful. I love your work and love what you're doing, Queen. I'm looking forward to getting together with you again. Which we're winding down. I'd like to give your contact information, and then I'm going to see how much time we have left for some final thoughts. Give
sure.
us all slowly and clearly how people can reach you. And by the way, I will also urge you to call her if you have any questions on any of this, even if you're not ready to do a consultation. At least call her to ask some questions. She's wonderful. She will talk with you. Go ahead and give us your contact information, please.
Sure. My website is www.queennefertiti.org. So just like it sounds, QUEENNEFERTITI.org. And then my phone number is 949-478-5801. And I also can be reached by email, which is 21stcenturyhypnosis@gmail.com.
Okay, if I think of another question, I'll ask you. But in the meantime, give us about a three-minute summary or final thoughts, please.
Well, my final thoughts are that it's worth investing in yourself to remember who you are, awaken your spirituality and your inner abilities. And it's great to help develop your inner abilities so you can guide yourself in life. And then it's also fabulous to release trauma and shift yourself from the inside and out so you can get going on whatever you want in life. And that's what inspired me to do this.
I know you love your work. You really enjoy it, and it's a marvel to sit with you and talk. And I just hope our listeners will listen in, to give you a call and stay in touch with you. And we'll consider having you on again some different subject matters. You and I can talk about that and think about it. This is wonderful. Thank you so much for all your great help and work, and I urge my listeners to call you. Thanks again, okay?
Great. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. You too. All right. I want to see if our cell phone radiation guy is on the line or not, and I also want to let you know that we're going to have another guest on. Before we do that, so let me take 2 or 3 minutes to let you know about our aging, what we do with aging. We talk about everything you can think of, and we're going to do more and more of that as the show progresses. Next week, we're going to have Mothers Against Monsanto organization that's spreading around the country. That's not the title. They just are into the genetically engineered issue, are fighting the Monsanto issue. And we're going to talk about how children are affected, how mothers need to know what to buy and how to feed their children and what not to feed them, because the children are getting sick. I can tell you this, that in Argentina, which was one of the first countries that Monsanto went to, children and adults are coming out sick, really sick. It's incredible. And deformed, death, you name it. All the worst things that could happen to people are happening because of genetically engineered foods. They're doing, and we're winning the battle. 64 countries around the world are having campaigns against and also asking to label all foods so people can see it. And some countries will not even allow genetically engineered foods. And by the way, good news, there are 4 counties in central to northern California, which is the heartland of all the fruits and vegetables, the main heartland of where we grow wonderful, wonderful fruits and vegetables in this country. The land there is pristine. It's just the best. 4 counties in that area, in, let's say, Santa Cruz to anywhere from central, from Fresno area, going upward to Merced, to South Stockton, Salinas, those cities, and nearby those cities, there are 4 counties that will not allow not even a little bit of any products be engineered. It's a GMO-free zone. And yours truly, me, Bobby Elias, and several of our leaders here in Los Angeles, we're going to try, it's going to be tough, to see if we can make Los Angeles a GMO-free zone. It won't be easy because this is a big city and there's a lot of opposition we're going to get, but we're going to try. That's the best we can do. All right, if our engineer is there, I want to see if any of our guests are there, either our cell phone radiation guest or our other guest, Stefan Rudolph. Are either one of you there? Okay, this should be on any minute now. And let me go on with some more announcements briefly. Next week's show, I told you about the Mothers Against Monsanto. And we're going to be doing more shows on a number of topics. Aging, we're going to get more into that. Stem cells, we're going to talk about that. Aging, exercise, dance, yoga, breathing, meditation, nature, being happy. We've got a happiness coach that was on some time ago, and she's going to come on again with some new things. And I've been getting more and more into happiness because I'm as happy as can be. That's the best way to be, not to be negative, to be happy all the time. Happiness, it's just wonderful. Now, as our guests are coming in, we're going to talk about how you can change your life. Let me just say this first. When you wake up in the morning, you need to be grateful that you're alive. You need to think about all the things you have. You have a bed, you have food, a refrigerator, a toilet, a bathroom. You have a car maybe, you have a job maybe, a mate, friends, family. If you were in some of the horrible, poor places, I would say horrible, I'd say poor countries in the world, you wouldn't have some of these things. People live in cardboard shacks, they live out in the open, they have no running water, they have to go to a nearby polluted lake to get the water, and it's really, really bad. So let's be grateful for what we have. Always think about the good things that you have, not the bad things that you have. is when you think about the bad things that you have, it's negative thinking. Many, many, many years ago, Mother Teresa, one of my mentors, one of the people I read up on and wanted to be like her, try to be like her, Mother Teresa once was invited to a anti-war march in India. She told the coordinator, why do you call it anti? If you change the name to a peace rally, I will be there. I don't like anything with the word anti in it. In other words, anything with even the word anti is not good. But when you say anti, you're giving energy to that very thing you're against. So you want to stay positive. You want to be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. You want to visualize all the things that you want. Let me see if our guest is on. Stefan, are you there? He should be on any minute now. So hang in there, listeners. This is a great, great subject. He's got a story that, it's a killer. How he changed his whole life from a whole negative pattern to a completely positive pattern. And I've seen that with many, many people. It's one of the things that I coach, and I think everyone should really look into. And some of the great people that are into that are Gary Noll, the owner of this radio station, Progressive Radio Network, Louise Hay, Wayne Dwyer, Eckhart Tolle. Those are some of the big-named people that have tapes and they give lectures, and they're worldly known for that type of positive thinking. This is even more than the motivational people. I remember Tony Robbins. I met him over 30 years ago, and we were working on some health projects. He's a motivator. That's different. That's motivation to go out and do something. This is somewhat similar, but it's like vision. Make a vision of what you want and what you need, and these things can happen. So our next speaker will be on any minute now. As soon as you're on, Stefan, if you're there, speak up, and we'll get you on to get your story on. Our first half of the show went by quickly. Cell phone radiation was another issue we were going to talk about. So many cell phones are just polluted. They're just really, really causing brain damage. Senator Ted Kennedy had a cell phone by his ear so much he died of brain cancer eventually. The attorney for O.J. Simpson, Johnny Cochran, he died at the age of 66 or 67. What did he die of? Same thing. He's using a cell phone all the time. You cannot put that cell phone in your head. You need protection. And our guest that will come on, if not today, another week soon, we're going to talk about how you can avoid the radiation from your phone and other modalities. So be sure to stay tuned to our show for that information. Radiation on the phones, it's not just in the phones. It's in the wires that you see on the telephone wires. It's on the plugs that you have in your house. It's on, you see, if you're sitting at night, if you have a lamp near you and it's plugged or a cell phone near you, those things will kill you. So you want to stay away from things of that sort. You want to be sure to be more into complete holistic health. Clear. All right, let's see. Stefan, are you there? Well, he should be on any minute now. I'm positive he'll be on, so hang in there with me. Cell radiation. You don't want to have a cell phone next to your ear unless it's protected. And you're not going to hear this from the cell phone companies. They're making a fortune on people. They're all over the world. So some of the good people are coming out in the front and telling us the real true story about cell phones, how we need a shield. You need to put a little shield on your phone. They call it a harmonizer or a protector, and that will reduce the radiation by a whole lot. We have a testing machine that will tell you how much radiation your phone has, and once you put this little thing on, you'll see that it has very little, if none. So this is very important, cell phone radiation. Children are being affected by cell phones. They're being affected by all the electrical instruments, videos, and all the machines, and when they text and when they do this and that with any electrical appliance, it's really bad. Cordless phones are another one that's bad. We're going to be talking about that on this show as we go along. Let me see if he should be in any minute now, and that is Stefan Rudolph. Are you there, Stefan? Okay, don't leave. You're going to hear this, one of the great stories that I've ever heard in my life. It's a tremendous story of how, and this is, I believe in this. You know, Gary Noll did a study. Many studies have happened about greens, vegetables, products, things that are good for you, positive. But more and more new studies are coming in to show that the thoughts in your mind are even as good, if not sometimes better, than any kind of diet you can have. It's what you think is what you are. You think positive all the time, tremendously positive. It's very, very important. Our show next week will have the Mothers Against Monsanto, and stay with our show. If our speaker doesn't come on, I'm going to give you my story of how I changed my life, but I'm sure he's going to be on any second now. If our engineer is there or our next speaker is there, could you speak up, please? Okay, well, I have to keep going until he comes in, and he will come in, I promise you. One of the things that we need to do about aging is not only to eat and the juice. Juicing is important. We've had talks on juicing on our show, and we're going to continue with that. You want to juice several times a day with greens. You want to also put reds in there, fruits and antioxidants. But the greens, you want to have wheatgrass. You want to have fresh sprouted vegetables. You want to have kale, dark green leafy vegetables. You want to have everything from the bottom of the ocean, the spirulina, the corella, and the kelp. And all these things are just the staff of life. There's nothing better than putting that in your body. I put in my body 3 or 4 times a day, the greens. I put in the reds, which is all the berries, and I feel like $1 million. And I'm a wholesaler here in Los Angeles for the Yeri Null products, which are just great. There's the green, the new improved green stuff. There's the new improved red stuff, which is all the berries. And he's got one called Cruciferous, which is sprouted raw vegetables. Many vegetables like watercress and kale and broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage. Some of the things you don't find in normal vegetable juices and normal juicing. These are very important. If our engineer is there or if our next speaker is there, Rudolph, could you speak up, please? Or our engineer, maybe you can call our next speaker and get him on. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about anti-aging. Melissa, if you're listening, our engineer, please just cut in or have him cut in to when I'm talking, and we'll get that on the road. But in the meantime, let's talk about anti-aging. Let's talk about how I wake up in the morning every day. And I've done this a few times, haven't done it for a while, so here you go. I wake up in the morning, and I think positive. I wake up, I stretch, I go get a glass of water, sometimes 2 glasses of water, 8-ounce glasses, and drink them. All that water is going into my whole system and waking up my immune system, waking up the gallbladder, the liver, and all the parts in my system, the kidneys. These are all, if you don't put water in your system, as you age, they turn into wrinkles like a prune, lots of wrinkles, and they die out. They're no good. They fall apart. And that's how you get sick. Lots of water early in the day. 1 glass at least, if you want 2 glasses. Then I do a little breathing, and I just think about, I go to the mirror or in the bed, just I wake up, and I think about, and I'm grateful for what I have, not what I don't have. I'm grateful that I have a bed, that I have children, that I have a car, that I have a kitchen, a bathroom, some place to cook my food, a refrigerator. Then I'm grateful that I have a place to go, people, friends, family, things to do. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for the radio show I have. I'm grateful for the people I'm helping with their health problems. I'm grateful that I'm doing everything I like, and I am super happy. In some of these things, I don't make much money or no money at all, but I'm happy. I'm also a dance teacher, so that keeps me busy. But you want to wake up in the morning. The next thing you do after you, then you're stretching, you're positive thinking, is look at yourself a glass of green juice. You either get these juices from the farmer's markets. It's better than any other store, even health stores, because it's fresh. Same day or 1 day old. Get plenty of kale. Get green, dark, leafy vegetables. Get celery. Get cabbage. And you want to put all that together. Parsley. You want to put something in there sweet, like pomegranate or apple juice. And put that in there, and that's into your... You mix it up, and you drink it. Now, if you don't have time for that, get a powder. Believe it or not, a powder is freeze-dried. It's fresh when you pour it out. I get a green powder, and when I'm in a hurry, I'll put it in. I'll put some liquid in there, water. I'll put in juice. I'll put in almond milk, coconut milk, and I'll mix it up, and there you go. I've got my drink. And I'll wait 30 minutes, and then I'll have my breakfast. A lot of fruits, maybe some oatmeal, but it's always as organic as possible. I know we can possibly eat 100% organic, but you want to be at a high percentage of all organic, sprouted, healthy foods from the right sources. Then I have a second drink. After I rest about 30 minutes after the meal, my next meal will be, my next juice will be a red juice. We're talking about pomegranate, berries, acai, a lot of fruits, all the best fruits possible, kamu, just you name it, maca. I put them all in there into this wonderful red juice, and I drink it. And I just, then I get my antioxidants, I get my vitamin C, and I feel like a million bucks. This helps your skin. It helps you with every phase. We're talking about living longer. We're talking about feeding your cells and your system the right foods. If your system's eating the wrong foods, you're talking about heavy metals. You're talking about, believe it or not, some people, if you don't do these things right, as you get older, you not only get worms, you get maggots. You heard me right, maggots into your system. And the best thing to do is get a colonic, get a cleanse. We had a cleanser on a week or two ago, and we're going to do that again. It's important to cleanse your body. Your liver needs to be cleansed. Your kidneys need to be cleansed. Your colon needs to be cleansed. You do this, and you will feel like $1 million. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. Your skin will be better. These are all so important. If you're getting beyond 40, beyond 50, you're aging. And by the way, youngsters, if you're 27, 28, you're on your way to aging. That's why you see all the great athletes, when they hit their 30s, they start to decline. It's just normal because your body is at its peak at 27 and 28. So you want to age gracefully. You want to eat the right foods, drink the right juices, think the right things. This is important. So as I go through the day, I'll have more and more juices. These juices are staff of life, the green juice, and you just want to put those in your system and just every day have them. Okay, let's see if our engineer, if not, I'm going to continue with the aging process talk. If our engineer is there or if our first guest is there, can you speak up? Well, I guess I'm on. No problem. Sometimes this happens with people. And it's disappointing, it's sad, but sometimes they misplace the number or they forget or they get busy, and that's okay. I'm here to help you. We have another person that helps with this show named Dr. Sarah Larson. Many of you asked about her. She is still a co-host on this show. She comes on from time to time. She's very, very busy. She's a medical intuitive, holistic doctor. She's into so many different outlets, and she... One time we had a great doctor that didn't show up, and she went on and covered for him, like even better than him probably, about anti-aging, all the things we were talking about at that time. So let's get back to the everyday process. As you go along the day, every 2 or 3 hours, have another juice, you know, a green juice. I take juices with me, and I take sprouted vegetables with me. I take snacks like fruit, like bananas, oranges, apples, plums, peaches, whatever's in season, watermelon. These are all the best things in the world. And, you know, if you eat the right foods, you don't need as much vitamins. But if you're going to get vitamins, you want omega-3, omega-6. You want the flax seeds. And if you're going to get a shot or injection and you want some more Bs, they have B12 shots. They have B6 shots. Look up, Google that. B12 shots or B shots, and in your area, there might be someone that is doing injections. If you're in a big city, you'll probably have someone where you can go get a shot, and they generally run anywhere from $15 to $20 for one shot. I go to Tijuana and pick them up. I pick up all these little containers of B6, B3, B7, B12, or B-complex. They're wonderful. By the way, B7 is great for your skin, for your hair. And I have one of my daughters, she's very vain, and she worries about that. So I get her the B7, the injections, or you can take it in liquid form. The best of all is the injections on the Bs. They're very, very important. All right, let's talk about exercise. You need to move the body. I move my body every day, along with having those juices and what I said the earlier part of the day. As the day goes by, if I don't take a walk in the morning, which I usually do, by the way, 80% of the time, then I'll do one in the late afternoon or early evening. And I'll walk in an area that doesn't have bad air. You want to be in an area that's close to the beach, close to greens, a park, or the trees. If you're in the forest area, you want to go there. You don't want to go on a main street with lots of cars. You're going to breathe all that bad air. You want to be in a nice area and walk. And I do power walking. And then I may stop my power walk, take my tennis shoes off. If I'm on a grass surface in a park, I'll walk with my on my bare feet. I'm grounding myself to the earth, which is so, so important. So you can be a part of this earth. We are a part of this earth. We're all part of it. So it's important to do that. And as you walk, power walking is fast walking. You take your arms and you swing them. You swing your hips. And you get, because by moving the hips and the shoulders at a high level, you're working every muscle in the body. And the only other thing I think that can help every muscle in your body is swimming, which is another great thing. You should swim as much as you can. That is just, we talk about staying young and healthy and good for your skin. Swimming is just the bomb. But I love power walking, and I walk fast. You don't want to walk slow. It doesn't do much good. You want to walk at least medium, or better yet, mildly fast or very fast. And swing your arms, swing your hips. And I do that at least 30 minutes a day, at least 6 days a week. Sometimes I do it more. If I'm in a hurry, I'll do at least 20 minutes and try to make up for it later in the week. But this is important. Sometimes when I'm over walking around and I see a stairway and it's a 20 or 30 stairs, I'll run it 3 or 4 times. If I'm going into a building, I don't take the elevator. I take the stairs. Why? I want my body to feel it. I want to. I was at going to see a doctor, take my high blood pressure. It was in the 10th floor. So I ran the as much as I could, the 10 flights. I got up there. He was amazed. He had never seen anybody whose pulse was so wonderful because I had just run. I was sweating, and I told him that I did. And so running, walking is so important exercise. Now, yoga. Oh, my God. Yoga. I'm going to get a super world-class yoga teacher on here in the next week or two or three for sure, without any ifs, ands, or buts, for at least part of the segment. And I know which person I'm going to pick. And I've had yoga teachers on here before. We're going to talk about how yoga is so good to calm the mind, to stretch the muscles, to get your heart going the right way, and to just get your whole body to breathe and feel so, so much better. Yoga is the bomb. You need to do yoga at any age. Go to a senior city. If you're over 50, you're allowed to go to most senior citizen centers. There they have free classes. They have dance, they have movement, they have yoga, they have martial, they have different qigong. They have a lot of things you can get free. You want to do that. It, you know, and sometimes they charge $3, $4, $5. Pay it. Go in. Jump in and take the class. It's so important to get your body moving the right way. It's so, so, so important. More exercise. Swimming, we talked about, power walking, and let's talk about dance. I am a dance teacher. I started doing a lot of Latin dance, mambo in the day, back in the day. I did modern dance. I joined the dance troupe, and I went around the world doing modern dance. We had some great, great dance, and I met a lot of great people. And when I was in New York, I met Sammy Davis Jr., but I worked in New York, London, Paris, Mexico City, some of the big cities in the world, and we danced. We got paid well for it, and it was just super. Your body's moving around. And if you ever look at the dancers, you'll see they're slim and they're athletic and they move well. Their skin is good. They're clean. They're just full of energy. These people live long. Dancers live longer than anybody on this planet. Other people that live long are people that are drinking the right waters. Let's talk about some of the places in the world, the waters that you can get that are, will a, keep you living longer. I'm sure you've heard of the Himalayas. You've heard of the, let me tell you who lives on the top of the Himalayas. These are mountains that overlook Poland, China, Russia. They're way, way up. And the Huns live up there, and they do not allow anybody to go there. One lady named Renee Taylor, she was allowed to go in. I don't know how she talked herself in, but she went in there. I read her book, and she wrote about how wonderful these people are. They don't have cancer. They don't have any major diseases. They just die peacefully in their hundreds. They have two sports leagues. One is the junior league. You must be 80 years or older. And one is the regular league, and you have to be 100 or more. And they play a game that's kind of a mix between soccer, rugby, and cricket. And it's they take a ball and they move it around, and these guys, 105, 110 years old, are moving gracefully and beautifully, and they're athletic, they're in shape. They eat nothing but the best fruits and vegetables, which they grow way up in the mountains. And why do they live long? Here's the key. Way up in the mountains, and we're going to talk about South America also. Way up in the mountains, on these high, high, high mountains, when it rains, where does the water go? It goes alongside the mountains, and on the side of the mountains is developed minerals, and it develops kind of a mineral area that the water goes down. It passes through this way on the mountain, and it's passing through these wonderful minerals. So at the bottom of the water, you get the most natural, pure, best water on the planet. It's laced full of great, great minerals. You drink that, and the people that live in these areas live over 100 quite often. They live far, far better and far longer than other people. So the Hunzas, the Himalayas are one place. There's another place in South America, and I cannot recall the exact pronunciation. I get it mixed up. It's Vilcabamba Mountains. They're in that whole area, Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia. There are mountains, and there's one mountain that's real high, and the people below those mountains live to be over 100 years old quite often. You want to go through that mountain and get that water. Back about 7 years ago, an American corporation went in there. They gave the money, president of Peru, I think it was, or was it Bolivia? They gave him a lot of money so they could go get the water, so they could privatize the water. Well, people were outraged. Here's what the natives said about that. We're talking about Native Americans in South America. They said, this is crazy. The water is for the people. It's part of the earth. The sky is free. The rain comes down. That's free. The water that we have from the mountains should be ours. It's natural. The water feeds not only the people. It feeds the animals. It feeds the plants. And yes, and these are all spiritual. And one more thing that's spiritual. The rocks at the bottom of the mountains, all those rocks are being fed this wonderful world. And believe it or not, rocks are spiritual. They get this water, and it's just so wonderful. Try this. Let's say you live in New York City, and you live up and you've got plants in the house. Take one plant and take the other plant, other side of the room. Give one plant lots of water and give it love. Sit with it and talk with it. And just give it water and give it, just sit with it and talk with it. And take another one, give it water also, but don't talk to it at all. Just leave it alone. The water that you give the love to is going to grow better, greener, and more alive than the other water. That's because these plants, these greenery, have life. They're spiritual. They're alive. They can feel your energy. They're spiritual. So it's important to understand that all the life is not just the humans. Animals are full of life. And on this show, we're going to talk about animal cruelty in the future. We're going to talk about cruelty to women. So here we are. Let's see how much time we have left. We can keep going on this great subject. I think we're winding down the end of the show. So let me finish up by telling you all that you want to hear our show again, get on the archives. If you want to, you can also rate us on iTunes, and you can call a phone number I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you three numbers to call, and you can hear the show on your phone. The numbers to call, the main number I gave you earlier, I'll give it to you again. I want to give you two new numbers. The main number is 619-550-0869. But sometimes that number gets flooded. So you want to try these numbers. I'm going to give you two numbers to call. 712-432-7231. Another one, 401 area code, 347-0456. I'm going to give you my number. If you have any thoughts or ideas about shows or any comments about the show, please call me. My name is Bobby Elias. And the phone number here, 323-770-1925. And my email is Bobby Elias, BobbyElias, 7-1-digit, at yahoo.com. Next week, GMOs and how they're affecting children, how mothers need to learn how to shop the right way. All right, let's thank everybody that's helped put this show together. First, let's thank our engineer, Melissa. Sorry about that. I want to thank our producer in New York, the main producer of Progressive Radio Network, Jason. Our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D, that's done wonderful, great work on the internet, social media networking, and getting information to health shows and speakers. Then our associate producer, he's a gem. That is Stuart Hassel, who's doing wonderful work. He's now doing our coordinating the suggested ideas for songs, doing a lot of work on the internet, and just a lot of great advice. And finally, helped me find great speakers for this show. Thank you, Stuart. Also, we want to thank all of our listeners. You are just wonderful. I appreciate all the things that you come in and listen to. I want to thank our speaker today, our wonderful woman that spoke about hypnosis, past life regression, and meditation. And her name is Queen Nefertiti, spelled N as in Nancy, E-F-E-R-T-I-T-I. And you can reach her, this number I'm going to give you, at 949-478-5801. Or you can get her webpage at queen, the name I just gave you, Nefertiti.org. Now, thank you, all the listeners, for being on our show. We're going to go out with a song. And what else do I have to say? Next week, be sure to tune in next week. I've got another minute or two. Next week, our show is going to really gear in on the children that are being affected by the wrong foods. We're going to talk about a boycott, a national boycott we're starting to let people know all the worst things you can do about the wrong foods that you eat and what to eat, because our children are being affected immensely. We're also going to have on or speak about a run that's going on, a run that started 3 weeks ago in Huntington Beach, California, and they're going to run all the way to Atlantic City. It's a 7-month run. They're doing approximately 20 miles a day. They're going to the whole heartland, to Route 66. This run is to let people know about the dangers of genetically engineered food. It's awareness on the GMO issue. And Brett Wilcox and his son are running. Brett's wife, Chris, is doing a lot of work helping out. They took a camper with them to sleep, and they're ready to speak to different people in different sites. Now, you want to go to their website. Their website is called runningthecountry.com. That's runningthecountry.com. And on there, you'll see a place where you can donate, support them. They need your help. And you can find that as you get on that webpage. So I guess we're winding the show down. Let's have our song. The song we're going to finish up with is Melissa, I forgot the name of the song I told you. But let's play our finishing up song, and thank you so much, and we'll see you again next week on this show. Thank you very much. Bye.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter planet. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
So we all must lend a helping hand.